So over the last month, our maintenance crew has been helping us to remodel this room. In the past, there used to be carpeting on the walls. And so what had happened was is there had been large holes that had been put in the walls throughout the facility in this weight room specifically. And so the only way to replace or to fix those or patch those holes was to tear the carpet off. And so while we were doing that project, we figured we might as well do a little update at the same time. So we put some wainscoting on. We gave a fresh new coat of paint to the whole entire room. We put on new bead boards along the top that we've color coordinated with the rest of the room, and then also a kicker plate at the bottom as well.
What will people see as far as equipment here?
Right now what you see is just a couple of new benches. We bought those a few months ago. What we are working on is we've got a brand new circuit equipment that'll show up actually the end of next week was what we expect that to see. And once those go in, you'll have advanced pieces of equipment that are actually use rubber band technology rather than weight technology when you're doing a workout. And so it makes it a little bit user-friendly. It also makes it maintenance-friendly. And the other thing is that the old equipment was, the company had gone out of business in the early 90s. And so we were piecing together parts on that equipment, and it just wasn't working out very well. And so it was just time for us to find a safer, more reliable set of equipment.
How much did you have to spend to get the new circuit equipment in?
Just a little over $20,000. It was something that we budgeted for this year. And we, as soon as we got the new budget, we got them working on it. So that way it was color coordinated with all the other pieces of equipment. And it took them about 6 weeks to actually make it.
And we're walking over to the gym here. We're wiping our feet. Still smells like varnish in here. But that happens when you varnish the floor. So tell me about...
Especially when you have four coats of varnish that they have to go through.
So they had to sand this down. Go ahead and tell me about the work they had to do here.
So a couple of different things. The first thing that they actually did is... Now remembering that the floor was built in the early 90s. I believe it was 91. And so every year they put a new coat of varnish on this floor. So you're looking at just a little over 20 years that we've been putting a coat of varnish on every single year. So when they sanded down the floor, they were actually really just getting rid of the varnish, not necessarily sanding down all the wood. So they barely took a very small top coat of the wood to get out the grain. And once they did that, I mean, we're talking about 70, 80 bags. And these are the big, huge garbage bags of sawdust that came out of this facility while they were sanding it down, which took about a week to do. They then proceeded to have to sweep it all up. They have a special chemical that goes down on the floor that helps them then to clean all the rest of the sawdust off the floor. Then they put two more coats of varnish on and let that set. Then they paint all the lines. They painted the logo. Then they let that settle.
Yeah, it's the new borough logo in the middle there with the boats, Petersburg Parks and Recreation.
Correct. And I don't know if everybody has heard about the fact that they actually donated the logo to us.
The company that did the floor?
The company that did the floor. My parks maintenance guy, Dave Nauman, and I actually went and helped to pick up some of their equipment from Ace, the fly-in service. And so they were so appreciative of it, they gave us a call and was like, hey, man, we really appreciate what you guys did. Do you mind if we do the logo?
What's the name of the company?
The company is Alaskan Industries.
And they're out of Anchorage?
They're out of Anchorage, correct. I believe Wasilla, to be exact.
And the contract for the floor was about $30,000?
$32,400.
And how often do you have to do it now?
It is suggested that you're supposed to do it every 8 to 10 years. And so we were a little over that.
As we heard recently, one assembly member, John Haverlick, revoiced some of his concerns about wear and tear on the facilities. And I understand you have a series of different rules and that you're allowing the same activities, but you have various rules and things that will be in place to help keep it looking good.
Yeah, the community has spoken, the borough assembly has spoken. They want to allow this facility to be used for roller derby, for inline skating, for hockey, plus also your basketball, your volleyballs, and your indoor soccer and all those activities. And so, my staff and I sat down and said, okay, what can we do to make sure that we can try to minimize the damage as much as possible. We've worked with the hockey club over the last year. Some of the things that they're doing is they're taping their sticks so that way it doesn't put any dents in the floor, those types of things. But then we've kind of also created a set of rules and guidelines for user groups or people that are just coming in to use the facility. Like, for example, the elementary school, the high school, the middle school, when they use this facility, they bring indoor shoes in. And we're going to be asking people to bring indoor shoes and shoes that don't have rocks and dirt and grime on them. So that way it doesn't grind into the floor itself. We'll be asking the user groups, soccer, volleyball, our hockey groups, our inline skating groups, our roller derby groups to make sure to, and also the high school groups, any group that actually uses it, we'll be asking them to dry mop the floor before and after every event. So that way if there happens to be any dirt on it, it doesn't get ground into the floor as well. We're also asking that folks not bring food and drink in here so we can kind of protect the floor. So just setting out and asking the community to take the protection of the floor just as seriously as, you know, they would their home floor.